AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a surprise move that might bolster a fragile Middle East ceasefire. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Netanyahu says he's authorized direct talks with Lebanon, which a person familiar with the plan says are expected to start here in Washington next week. Israel and Lebanon have technically been at war since the Jewish state's founding in 1948, and Netanyahu says there is no ceasefire right now. The UN says Israel's ongoing Beirut bombing is hurting chances of ending the Iran war.
It poses a grave risk to the ceasefire and efforts towards a lasting and comprehensive peace in the region.
U.S. and Iranian negotiators are due to meet in Pakistan this weekend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared a ceasefire in Ukraine over the Orthodox Easter starting Saturday afternoon. First Lady Melania Trump delivered a statement at the White House, denying ties to Jeffrey Epstein and denying knowledge of his sex crimes.
Numerous fake images and statements about Epstein and me have been circulating on social media.
The First Lady says Epstein did not introduce her to Donald Trump.
The first time I crossed paths with Epstein was in the year 2000 at an event Donald and I attended together. At the time, I had never met Epstein and had no knowledge of his criminal undertakings.
The First Lady also called on Congress to hold a public hearing centered on survivors of Epstein's crimes. The Justice Department is investigating the NFL for potential anti-competitive practices. Stocks are higher at the closing bell after early losses. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Olympic hero Jack Hughes has new teeth as NHL dentists get a moment in the spotlight.
Jack Hughes has been celebrated for scoring the game-winning goal against Canada at the Olympics. Hughes scored the golden goal after having his front teeth knocked out earlier in the game. New Jersey Devils defenseman Brendan Dillon says he started wearing a mouth guard as a youth and wears one in the NHL.
Parents were pretty adamant from a young age after I cost them an arm and a leg for braces three times from hockey-related incidents.
Washington Capitals team dentist Tom Lenz says hockey dentists are needed for a variety of injuries.
It can be a simple chipped tooth. It can be, as you know, teeth knocked out. It can be jaw fractures.
A mouth injury is a badge of honor in hockey. In the gold medal game, Jack Hughes not only did not miss a shift after being injured, he already has had his teeth fixed. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.